and welcome to Is This Thing On, the official MCTV podcast. This is episode one, so woo! Where's the applause, everyone? Come on. Yay. This is the
clap, clap, clap.
We can blame Kayla and Jen for doing this because throughout the whole driving home from the state conference, it was like, let's do a podcast. And then when it came to fruition, it was like, no, we don't want to do a podcast.
We wanted someone else's voices to do it.
We can rotate around. So this is episode one. We're going to change the format up here and there from time to time. Not all of us are in the room now. So if everyone ID themselves, so for those listening, hopefully somewhere.
You want to go first, Ron?
Thanks. I'm John Grabowski, and I guess I am the facilitator of these podcasts. And I'm going to go around. So we'll go clockwise.
Oh gosh, we're doing fun facts.
No, we're not doing fun facts.
Just names.
This is Jen. Hi.
Leslie.
This is Sean.
Kayla.
And the best part is Leslie and Kayla are sitting on the floor Indian style, which cracks me up.
Yeah, I feel like middle school again.
And Kayla has a really interesting book from her high school years.
This isn't from me.
She found that on the table over here.
Oh,
that's... We won't identify what it is, but...
That's definitely Jesus's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sister Mary Rose McGeady, apparently.
Yes.
It was a nun that beat up Kayla at NDA.
her kilt
was like a centimeter like too short. So, the whole idea of this podcast, also, we're going to have some fun. It's going to be based around a topic. And I decided, the first topic for this podcast would be your first community media experience. Some of us came to MCTV with, experiencing community media. Some of us didn't. So I just wanted to go around and get everyone's kind of their story of their first community media experience. So who wants to kick it off? Leslie, you look like you're really excited to kick it off.
No, don't look at me.
Don't look at you? You made this weird face, Leslie. So
I'm just waiting to see what happens.
Do you want me to start to kind of set the tone?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe because I have the most tenure here. I'm an MCTV employee number one. But my experience with community media started back when I was in college. My brother had a friend who was helping out a show in the town of Norwell, a few towns over, this show called Detweiler's Journal. This older gentleman from Norwell did this show with like interesting people, kind of like what Arnie used to do with Meet Marshfield, but in a different vein. And so I was home from summer vacations, and he was like, oh, do you want to come out and help out on the show? So I'd go in there, and they'd shoot like three shows in one night on like a Monday night. And it was like the old school Comcast studio where like everything was like run off a tape, and it had like the old school Grass Valley switcher. It was really kind of that very analog, late early 2000s, all right, we're going to be technologically savvy at some point. But the best part was the access coordinator for Comcast was this really unique, interesting character. And I was telling Sean before this, he had a sign above his desk that said, "Today is a good day to die."
And he was upset.
And he had him and his wife had like a bunch of cats, go figure, of course. And he just would always make fun of the guy that was hosting the show, because he had this really weird tone of voice when he would react to things. And I think he said the word horrible, really weird. And so in the background of us shooting the show, you could hear the access coordinator being like, "Horrible!" Because it was like this 80-something-year-old guy that was hosting the show, and so he just totally just rank on it behind his back. But it was interesting. It was an interesting experience, and so it kind of that was my initial foray into community media. And then years later, I end up running a community media studio. So that was my initial experience. And then, coming here in the old, we'll probably talk about this sometime on another podcast, the early days of MCTV, which were really unique and different. It's very much like the Wild West, anarchy at its finest. It was unique. So that's my initial community media experience story. So who's going next? Jen.
No, we should go in chronological order.
Chronological order?
Yeah.
All right, chronological order.
Nope.
All right,
Leslie, right under the bus.
All right, Leslie, your turn. Go for it. Well, Leslie, what was your first community media experience?
Yeah. What comes to mind, honestly, I think about, first day, Fluffernutter.
Yes.
My first day here, I sat down to lunch with John, and he pulled out a homemade Fluffernutter.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, I'm in the right place. And I'd say, technically, I was in community television when I was in high school, but that's, like, long ago and completely different. So I'd say that's the first thing that comes
to mind. So your first experience is me eating a peanut butter and fluff sandwich.
Yeah, that's
community media.
That's community media. That, like, really, that wraps it up right there. Like, a fluffernutter.
Like, I should have chose better lunches when you started. Oh, boy. All right. So if we're going to go, so if that's your experience, we have to go down the chronological order list. So, Larry, it comes to you.
All right.
Now, you have a background.
I suppose I do, yeah. When I was in college, I did two internships at community media stations. The first one was in my hometown of Stoughton at Stoughton Media Access Corporation. And coincidentally, I worked there with another future MCTV employee, CJ Mullen. At SMAC, as they call it, I would go around and around town with a camera and record like high school concerts, government meetings, and then I'd things of that nature. And then I'd bring them back to the studio and get them ready to be ingested in the programming system they use, Tightrope, which involved giving it like some crazy numerical number and whatnot.
We don't miss Tightrope.
No.
Sorry, Tightrope.
I did that internship for probably about 2 months. It was a good experience. They have a really nice studio, a really big studio that has a huge green screen wall, which was really cool to use. But my second internship was at Northampton Community Media, and they're definitely very different. It's the kind of like Berkshire. I wouldn't say hippies, but they're
kinda
super. Yeah, they're pretty liberal people. Really nice, very helpful. But what I had to do there was one of their members took me on specifically to edit her show, and her show revolved around the premise of finding fun things to do in the Pioneer Valley out in the Berkshires. Mm-hmm. Show was called Poppin' in the Pioneer Valley, and I edited, I think, two shows during my internship there. One show was about her interviewing the Harlem Globetrotters, so that was pretty cool. And another one was some big music and food festival in Northampton. And that's pretty much what I did.
Sean, are community media shows out that way a lot different than ones out here? Because, like, when I go visit my best friend out in the Berkshires, like, their community media shows are either like really kind of hippie stuff, or it's like off-roading and quad mudding in the Berkshires.
I didn't see anything like that, but there's a lot more younger kids that get involved. There's a lot of kids that are a lot more artsy, whereas out here I feel like we get a lot more of an older crowd that comes in and does producing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just have a lot more, like, high school, college kid engagement out there.
Well, you have all those colleges.
Yeah, exactly, and everybody kind of goes to Northampton for that kind of exact thing, so.
There's not much else to do out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, Palmer, it's all on you.
Yay. So, I had zero experience in community media, but the closest thing that came to it was working for my college TV station, or being a part of it. I wasn't technically working for them. But had no idea I even wanted to do video until I went to Quinnipiac, and one of my professors was like, print is dying, go into broadcast. And I was like, okay. So worked in radio I interned in radio for 2 summers, and I worked for them part-time. And then, for reasons, I needed a full-time job because that was only part-time, and looked into community TV, and I was like, this is very much what like I did at Quinnipiac, so I got the job. Here I am. But my first week, so I went to go fill out my paperwork, do all that with John, and he was like, when can you start? And I was like, well, I should probably give my 2 weeks' notice. And he was like, perfect, that's community Christmas, the week you're starting. And I was like, okay, get thrown straight into the fire. Awesome. So I come in, and I think the theme of the week was everyone kept being like, it's not always like this here. Like, this is not what it's like. It was just chaos. So, I mean, it ended up being awesome because I learned a lot that week, but yeah, so
yeah, you stepped into the worst week possible.
That's
because it's like
everybody running around,
yeah,
everybody annoyed stressing that nothing's
like,
on
I think
time.
I kept telling you, like, you're going to be thrown into the fire. You're going to be thrown into the fire.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Due to the fact we were doing Community Christmas here for the first time, I think just made it even worse. And it was like,
crazier and like, way having, different.
And having new employees, like, stresses me out to the nth degree. And it's like a super stressful thing because it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Doesn't help. No like, one had like any time to train you on anything. Like,
you're doing this.
Like, here's how you use the camera. Go.
Yeah. And I was in here filming like auction items, and I was like, I know how to do this. This is fine.
And, you end up being a cover model on, I think, the Mass Access website. I think we all are in various degrees.
Oh yeah.
So, does everyone go for all of us that you know? Because all of us were involved in TV in college, or do you almost feel like what you do now is almost like an extension of your college TV studio? It's almost like this is like almost similar. Like I kind of feel that way. Like when I was at like this is almost an extension of like Assumption. It's like really similar. It's like we have like your fellow students are nowadays like your members, you know, and we're kind of like the media staff at like the college, like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost like it kind of trained you for what you're doing now in many regards. Like equipment, like the vibe, personalities, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
That was the appeal of this job, was doing that. I mean, even like with all the equipment stuff I do, that's exactly what I was doing for my work study job at School of Communications. Like I checked out equipment to all the school comm people. So like that aspect, and then even just like teaching things too and like being repetitive.
And also like that vibe of like people can produce programming.
Yeah.
Like student programming is just sometimes really unique.
Oh, yeah.
So you occasionally run into some really unique programming here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. Last but not least,
I have like the least to say about it. Also,
well, that's well. You have a unique background compared to everyone else.
Not really. This is definitely my first experience with like local ish. I was at Channel 7 for a little while, but that was not even close because I was on the sales team. Mm. So. It wasn't really related to anything that I ever cared about, but and then I went to a textbook publishing company from there and then came here. So this is really my first experience, but I haven't really been here long enough to have like a true story, I don't think.
Did you ever have any experiences with Pembroke Media when they weren't a part of PAC TV a couple years ago?
Not really, because just from like youth football and cheerleading and all that stuff, like the drama.
There's some like unique things like when before they became like, because they were in the similar situation as us. Mm-hmm. They were a Comcast student, then they broke off, became their own 501. They went through some rough times and they almost had like a forced merger with PAC TV, and the meetings for that were absolutely hilarious. Like they were in the town hall and it was like almost like that scene in Animal House where like they have like the student hearing and there's all the cat calls in the audience. It was
there's
like
some vicious people in Pembroke.
I went to it because you guys know Dave, who's the PAC TV Gov guy. He's a buddy of mine. So I was like, oh, I'll go and support you guys. I was like, I'm bringing popcorn. And it was like a woman like faked passing out and stuff like that. It was like super aggressive, but it was pretty funny. I didn't realize like how crazy it would be. But there was a lot of unique experiences. So that is everyone's, their first community experience. I think the topic maybe for next week might be internships, because we've all kind of talked about internships and stuff like that. So we got through podcast number one. Pretty painless, huh?
Yay.
So that is the end of episode number one of Is This Thing On? Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.